It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Few would argue that the growth of Google has benefited the Steel City. Google has been growing in Pittsburgh since 2006, fueled by our local talent, the universities, and collaboration with the startup community. With the opening of their new office space in Bakery Square 2, we wanted to talk with Kamal Nigam, co-director of Google Pittsburgh, about the future of Google in the Steel City, and he joins us now in Studio A. Kamal Nigam, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also joining us to talk about how Pittsburgh startups factor into that vision is Terry Glick. She's director of communications and community development at Innovation Works. Terry Glick, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What were some of the original draws, Kamal, for Google to operate here?
So Google got started in Pittsburgh in 2006. And one of the really driving forces for bringing the Google office to Pittsburgh was the presence of such a strong set of talent, especially in the software engineering community here. A lot of that comes out of the historic strengths from the universities, Carnegie Mellon, University of Pittsburgh, and others as well. But the strong foundation of technical talent here was really an excellent place to start an office.
There seems at first it was a smaller operation, but now there is a great deal of expansion going on. What is the reason for the timing of that? 8 years later now, Google has a much stronger presence in Pittsburgh.
So there hasn't been a real shift in our approach to growth of the office. We've really continued to hire excellent software engineers in the Pittsburgh area and have continued to actually grow the number of job roles that we also hire for. We, of course, need to put those people into really excellent office space, and so we've continued to grow our office space, but our growth has continued historically as well as continuing into the future.
So are there things about just the nature of Pittsburgh? I mentioned the fact that we have the universities and that there is collaboration with the startup community. There seems to be a lot of local talent. So is there a feeling that there's always going to be enough energy and intellectual capacity to feed into your vision of what Google wants to be in Pittsburgh?
You know, Pittsburgh really has this maker ethic to it. The community.
A maker ethic.
I think so. You see people here and they are just motivated to go do things and build things and create things. And that real work ethic and sense of innovation and creativity is something that we see a lot in the people that we hire in the Pittsburgh area. It really makes for a great combination with what we're trying to do with Google.
Terry Glick, how has the tech landscape changed in Pittsburgh since Google came to the city in 2006?
Well, I think that the time period has seen a lot of growth for the technology community and the community I'm most familiar with, the startup community. Some of that you could say Google feeds into, and some of it is a happy coincidence of timing, but we rely on exactly the same thing, so it's not really coincidental. It is all fueled by talent. And investment follows talent and great ideas. And I agree with that maker attitude that we can build it, we can grow it, and we are starting to really see the fruits of those seeds that have been sown, even more than 8 years ago.
And what about the situation for the startup community here? There was the article in Business Weekly asked about whether the Steel City has become a harder place in which for smaller companies to operate. And it cited the idea that smaller companies and startups have a hard time competing with Google, that the big tech firms like Google are sort of creating this shadow in which these companies have to operate. Now, whether you agree with that perception or not, what about the concerns being raised there? Are they legitimate?
Well, let me first just say it's not a shadow, it's a halo, right? So the halo effect of Google is that it legitimizes the technology community and everything I just said, the talent, the investment here, the do-it-ness. Google is a great example of what's right with the organization. Yes, it's hard to find good software developers. It's hard across the country and not just in our own city. And those folks go at a pretty price. And we bear some of that here. But as we were saying before we came on to one another, that nobody wants to go to a city where there's only – it's a one-horse operation, you know, one-horse town. You want to be able to have opportunities, plural, and Google may be one. Startups, which are a very different culture, but we depend on having a lot of vibrancy, and that's what draws people and attracts them and retains them.
And – go ahead. That's
right. We hire a lot of people who come – to Pittsburgh for the first time or return to Pittsburgh after having been away for a number of years. And part of what makes that sell so easy is that there is a large technology community here in the Pittsburgh area. So people can think of their move to Pittsburgh as not just for a job, but for a career.
Well, and we talked about what the city has provided Google in terms of resources, but from your point of view, would you say that Google has made strides in terms of providing wages for people in this city that have elevated the economy and boosted the quality of life in Pittsburgh?
We've certainly been very excited to be part of the change of Pittsburgh over the last many years. And it's true that part of the great sell of Pittsburgh is that it's such a great place to live. Right. I myself live very close to the Pittsburgh office. I get to walk to work. I get to walk to restaurants. I get to bike along the river trails. I can take my kids downtown super easy to all the awesome cultural institutions. It's just a very easy sell when I talk to folks about why they should come to Pittsburgh.
We are talking about the growth of Google in Pittsburgh with Kamal Nigam, who is co-director of Google Pittsburgh. And also with us is Terry Glick, director of communications and community development at Innovation Works. And I mentioned at the outset of this segment about the expansion of Google and their new office space in Bakery Square 2. What is the long-range vision for the company? I'm guessing that this is not the end of growth and expansion for Google in Pittsburgh, that there are other things that you envision.
So Google in Pittsburgh continues to hire excellent software engineers and talent when we find it. We work in a few core areas of Google. I personally work a lot on Google Shopping. So when you type in queries like red dress or large LCD television, my group helps find the sponsored results that helps users find the right things to buy and from credible, great merchants. We also work on ads quality as well as cloud infrastructure. And those are some of our key focus areas as we continue to grow the office.
I think I once Googled Chelsea boots. You know what those are? Those are the boots the Beatles wore. I was trying to find, where do you buy them? Where do you find them? And it wasn't until then that I knew where to look for them, other than, you know, a vintage clothing store or rummage sales. So there is that information out there. Generally, Terry, what is the current success rate for startups in Pittsburgh? And how does it compare to maybe 8 years ago or so when Google was just getting its footing here in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think that one of the great success stories that people are hearing more and more about, so I'll give you just one, is a company called 4Moms. So 4Moms is a company that makes baby products, strollers, play yards, and things like that, but with a robotics and electronics twist and component to make those things both easier to use and also more attractive. It's a company that's growing at great rates. And, you know, they've got 160 plus people. They're buying or leasing, moving into a new building downtown. And if you are near the convention center, you should look at the facade that's being developed there. It's very exciting. And it's a company that's attracted just recently $40 million of additional capital brought into the region for that company. And it's just creating a lot of buzz and excitement. But they're one of a number of growing companies. They're probably a little further along, but there are dozens of examples of growing companies that are attracting money from outside the region. They're growing their staffs and teams. Their software and other products are being used, and they are going to become, if not household names, very familiar to Pittsburghers as we talk about the growth of our city.
So one of the questions that I had for you both was, are there enough opportunities for tech engineers in Pittsburgh? But based on what you're telling me, it seems clearly that there are enough opportunities. Could there be more?
There can always be more. And I think that that is the great thing when people are looking at the success and the growth pattern of Google. And also, not coincidentally, but also there's not a cause relationship, but this happy marriage between the growth of the entrepreneurial community, they do have a lot in common. And Google, we see many of the folks who work there are mentors to other startups. They may be investors. They help with all kinds of entrepreneurial sessions for education and opportunities. And there's so much crossover between those who are working on the intriguing technology issues at a large company like Google and people who find their passion in smaller startup companies as well.
And how can Pittsburgh compete with other areas of the country that have a higher amount of venture capital? This may not have been a place a few years ago where someone would have had their sights on setting up shop. But what is that? How does that issue look? How has it changed in terms of what is going on in Pittsburgh now and the energy that might be generating more venture capital in the future?
I always, when I talk to people about why they should come to Pittsburgh, it's very easy to talk about the awesome Pittsburgh environment for live, work, and play, right? We see people come here, they live, they can raise a family. There are excellent jobs and a growing community of technology jobs and careers here. And there's just it's a great place to have fun. It's a great place to raise a family. And that is a very easy sell.
So it's the quality of life is how Pittsburgh can compete?
Absolutely. I've been in Pittsburgh now for 18 years, and I've never encountered a point in my life where I felt like I should be leaving. I want to be staying.
Where did you come from, Kummel?
I grew up in New Jersey. After my undergraduate, I lived out in California for a couple years, and I pretty quickly knew that I was the kind of person who wanted to be on the East Coast. And Pittsburgh has really provided me with that kind of environment, that kind of quality of life that I've really sought for myself. And it's very easy to talk about that with other people.
I think that people talk about venture capital as a litmus test for the health of the startup community, because that money into those companies is one visible way of seeing their growth, because these various companies are not building new buildings and things that are readily seen. So venture capital tends to be a way that we measure that growth. And we have really seen enormous growth in terms of venture capital in our region. All of capital, so in individuals investing plus venture capital and other partners, we saw $338 million in capital last year. It was a very good year in Pittsburgh. But the first 9 months of this year, we've already seen venture capital levels blown out of the water. We're going to see a much bigger year this year. We're already ahead of last year's numbers. So, we are seeing great growth, and you're going to hear about that as those companies then staff up and grow their product lines.
And Pittsburgh, of course, has a large number of colleges and universities in the area. Are we holding on to the talent generated here, or are we seeing it go to other markets or even other countries?
It's a combination. Google definitely hires directly out of the universities here. Some of those students do come directly to the Google Pittsburgh office. Others go around the world. But we're also very successful in hiring software engineers from around the country and around the world as well to come to Pittsburgh.
So, Kummel, are you seeing that a lot of the students, and there are a great many that come to CMU from other parts of the country or Pitt, Duquesne, what have you? I'm not going to be able to mention every university, so don't be offended that I haven't. But are you seeing that these young people that are coming from places like you came from, New Jersey, the New York, New Jersey metro area, for example, that they are developing that affinity for Pittsburgh that you have developed in your time here?
That's right. That's right. We see, especially given our location, about a third of our office lives within walking and biking distance of the office, right? And that density that's created in the East End or in the city of Pittsburgh really reflects, I think, that demographic.
Terry Glick, I'll give you the final word here about the ultimate takeaway from all of this.
I think that we have every reason to be so optimistic about where young talent can find a place for themselves, a growing career path or an entrepreneurial path, Pittsburgh can stop looking backwards about old stereotypes that no longer fit us, because our growth is really providing a very positive future. And that's really what we ought to be looking at.
And as you say that, more questions pop into mind. One of the things that economists focus on and have been focusing on so much is growing the middle class, or expanding the jobs that are available for people in the middle class in the United States. Pittsburgh used to do that with the steel mills, and it created so many jobs. And of course, it was so detrimental to the economy when those mills closed. So what has been said over the years is that we've replaced that with EDs and meds, that the growth of the tech sector in Pittsburgh has at least begun to compensate for those jobs lost from decades ago. Are we all the way back from that, Terry? I mean, and if not, what more does there need to be for us to have the economy back where it needs to be in Pittsburgh?
Well, it's a little out of my area of expertise to know if we are back. But what I would say, and I think if we go back to the software development types of jobs as just an example, those are...
I guess what I'm asking is, are these jobs, at the rate they're growing, is it ultimately going to replace what we lost years ago, do you think?
Well, it may, in terms of the quality of life that those kinds of jobs help you to afford. But I think that, or even looking more at that sort of maker, you know, when it's beyond just software, but other kinds of hardware and other kinds of companies where you need technicians to build them, you need people to service these types of things, everybody needs marketing and back office. You know, these companies, as they grow, they may start out with some PhDs or folks in lab coats and things that are highly technical skills. But as the company grows, they need more and more kinds of employees. And then you have a ripple effect through the economy, which is much, much greater.
For someone who didn't think she could answer that question, did a pretty good job of it. So what we're seeing here, Kamal, is high end jobs. I mean, you know, someone can come here, work for Google, and make a 6-figure salary. And as the company grows, we might see more jobs for middle class people in this economy here.
What we do know is, when we look 5, 10, 15 down. Years down the road for this country, we do know that the number of technical jobs are just going to continue to grow very, very, very rapidly. And that's why Google has invested heavily and is passionate about investing in STEM education. We know that those jobs are going to be available. I think in Pittsburgh, there's a great opportunity to build that community and that culture, and to leverage that opportunity.
We have been talking with Kamal Negum, who is co-director of Google Pittsburgh, and Terry Glick, director of communications and community development at Innovation Works, about the growth of Google in Pittsburgh. It's been an enlightening conversation. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, we will look at the business of real estate with our contributor, Rebecca Harris. That's next here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.